The Milwaukee Arena has been around since the 1950s. It's been the home of many sports teams, including, as announced in the 1970s by Eddie Doucette, Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
With less than eight to play, they lead it by a ton, 125-72. And the Bucks with Oscar, McLaughlin, Dandridge, Lewin...
The Bucks have since moved into Milwaukee's much larger Bradley Center, so the arena, now nicknamed the Cell for the phone company that bought its naming rights, is the site of smaller sporting events. The newest addition is what appears to be the up-and-coming Brew City Bruisers Roller Derby League.
I'm not sure if they're going to be able to make a hole big enough for Buddy Cupcake to get through. Ooh, there she goes.
There she goes.
As public address announcers describe the bout, two teams of women go round and round on a flat, oval-shaped track, trying to help a player known as a jammer rack up points or block the other team's jammer from scoring. The wooden floor used for basketball games at the Cell has been removed, and this roller derby league, like many similar ones these days, doesn't use a padded and banked ring. So the women often tumble onto the concrete floor, protected only by the pads and helmets they wear. It's the kind of action that fans like Ina Acevedo seem to want.
I think this is very exciting. Like I said, I like to see women empowered.
Another fan, Terry Haller, says the league's move into the arena and out of a much smaller field house in the suburb of Franklin has been the right choice.
As much as I love the Franklin area, it was great, but it was really getting crowded. So this has just been a really fun change up, move up. It's allowed for more people to get exposure to it. A lot more people have been coming.
The Brew City Bruisers have been averaging more than 3,000 fans for their monthly bouts at the Cell. The response pleases veteran players like Pound Anya, that's her roller derby name, who says the move out of Franklin made some people nervous.
It was a risky monetary move, but we also know our goal is to give back to the community, and we give to Milwaukee area charities. And so the more money we can make, the more we can give.
None of the players in the nonprofit league is paid. In fact, they pay membership dues. But the rent at the Cell is higher, so besides getting more ticket revenue, the league continues to sell souvenirs. In an outer hallway, salesperson Lori Fail shows off a range of logoed items.
The pint glasses, the koozies, earrings, bracelets, necklaces, t-shirts.
Fail says she thinks the heightened interest in women's roller derby is sustainable as the players change over the years.
And then with the fresh brew, people coming in, the new skaters that we call them Fresh Brew. There's a whole ring of people with those girls that come in too.
This summer, the Brew City Bruisers plan to evaluate the financial bottom line of spending a season in the U.S. Cellular Arena. Meanwhile, there are two more bouts scheduled, including the league semifinals tomorrow night. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.